Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Suzanne on a lovely June night, and we're all happy for June nights because it's been a long winter, as they say, for some of us folks in the Northeast and different parts of the country. I was actually a party the other night, and these people from North Dakota, I don't even want to talk about that place. I guess New York is probably warm next to them. But in any case, welcome. You guys are in for a treat tonight because it's going to be a doubleheader night. I mean, this is not baseball. This is called mediums, actually two mediums. So we're doing a doubleheader tonight. With my BFF and comrade, or I would say cohort and crime. So we're going to be doing Blog Talk tonight, and then we're also going to be doing Facebook at 7:30. And without further ado, that Blog Talk person that BFF and my cohort in crime is Thomas John, who wrote the book Never Argue with a Dead Person, among other things. So for most of you guys know this now, but we've actually been, I think, I don't know how many years now, a few years been doing events all around the country, and I have to say people love them, and they get, you know, they get two people as opposed to one, and they get us for 3 hours, and it's usually a lot of fun. And we've been doing it in a lot of different places, and we have three actually coming up, Michigan, Chicago, and St. Louis all this month. And that's like the 12th, the 14th, and the 15th, I believe. So you can check all of that out. But we are here live tonight. And Thomas has been, you know, doing his thing for quite a while now. And he does a lot of what we call the Dinner with the Dead. And he's also got a show coming up. You can check all this stuff out on his webpage. But he had the gift, like me, as a very young person. And I think that it was he was going to do something else. You know, like I was going to do something else, and then, of course, everybody upstairs has other ideas about that, so that's just sort of how it works. But anyway, he's written up in the Wall Street Journal, New York Post, GQ, Maxim, OK Magazine, Hollywood Reporter, Life and Style Weekly, and he's been broadcast on Dr. Phil and Million Dollar Listings, and obviously he lives in New York, and well, he lives in a few places, but certainly New York and L.A. and Massachusetts, to be just sort of say a few of them. But anyway, we have a really, really good time, and it's a lot of fun, and both of us are thrilled to share what we do best. So I'm going to bring him on. Good evening, Mr. Thomas. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me. Always.
Good. Well, it's always fun. And with our schedules, it's always challenging that we actually get to work it in. But we did it this time, so it works out really, really, really well. If you are if you aren't already on the line, the number to call is 347-945-7785, 347-945-7785. I will tell you that the lines are packed, but I never discourage anybody from calling in because people do get tired or they impatient or any of the above, and sometimes they will drop out. And if they do, and you're next to them or behind them, then, you know, I do try to do these in a row. Sometimes we skip around. You know, I'll throw a number out to Thomas and make him let him make a decision so that we get a chance to try to be as fair to all of us. But I do try to get those that have called in earlier. We give them the first shot anyway. So Thomas, so do you want to share a little bit about, you know, what kind of goes on with us when we do these traveling these events along the different parts of the country, with the Midwest coming up soon, and then we're going to be actually doing in July, we're doing Baltimore, Mansfield, and Tarrytown. So if you're in any of those places as well. So, share the folks with besides the fact all the fun that we have, little bit about what, you know, what to expect. Because actually, I just got an email, believe it or not, this week from a young lady who has been for the longest time wanting to come and see me and now us. And she really didn't know what to expect. It was, believe it or not, it was her first experience. So she said, mm-hmm. what can I expect when I come to one of these things? I'm very excited, but I would really like to know mm-hmm. what can I expect when I come to an event like this. It's my first one. And I think she's coming to Michigan, if I'm not correct.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, just to give you a little background, just so, well, of course, we, in my family, we call it, whenever I'm working with you for the week, my mom is so happy because she's off of alarm clock duty. She doesn't have to call me to wake me up for flight, or because she's like, she's so happy about that. So, because
yeah,
you're always,
your
you're
mom
always
is a good,
telling me
good egg. I have to tell you, she's really sweet.
So, no, well, I mean, it's kind of like what you said. You know, I think that these are a great opportunity for people. You know, because they're, you know, I mean, first off, the price, we keep it really affordable for people. It is, you're getting 3 hours instead of 2 hours. And, yeah, I mean, you know, we both kind of do things a little differently, so that's great, too. And sometimes people, you know, may resonate more with one of us than the other or whatever, but we kind of complement each other really well, too. And I just think that, you know, based on the feedback of doing them now for, I think we've been doing it almost 3 years now, I mean, it feels like it's probably the event that I do that people always are emailing and calling and asking, you know, when are you going to do more events with Suzanne? When are you guys? They just seem to love it. And so we just keep doing them because, you know, we've kind of gone back to certain places. And, yeah, there's just a good, you know, good chemistry with things, and we have fun, and we I just think we do a good job. And so the work has gotten out, feel like, you know, they really are getting their money's worth when they come.
Yeah, and I will tell you that you I'm not just saying this because you just said it, but I will tell you that one of the key things that that my office constantly gets things is that they really besides the fact that they're getting the both of us, that we do keep the prices low. And I know a lot of these uh-huh. events that other people go to are very expensive, and you know, and truth be told, not everybody has, you know, a lot of money these days. And so right. and then to have the experience of, you know, top medium. So I think that that's a real plus, and I find that that's important as well, because, you know, I mean,
I'm going to say, full transparency, and I'm not trying to knock anybody, but I had so many people that will say to me, you know, we love coming because, you know, you guys in 3 hours, you know, you guys get through 30 or 40, you know, messages. And, you know, and they, you know, they'll go to other events and they say that, you know, that they're there for 2 hours, 3 hours, and, you know, five people get a reading, four people get a reading. So
right.
they feel
right.
that they have a better chance, honestly, of just coming and getting a message, which I know, you know, you've even kind of given me feedback about that, you know, like, you know, make sure you're, you know, give your message and move on, you know, because you don't want to be 30 minutes on one person when it's like, you know, I mean, there's 100 people sitting there, so.
Right. So what Thomas is trying to say is that I keep him in line, of which I do, because I've been doing this work a couple more years than he has. So, I tell him that, you know, that you know, if you're going to work with me, you're going to be into the ethic program. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. And so I, you know, I really keep him. I keep the whip on him, and he, you know, he's pretty good about coming up to the plate and keeping it up there. But it is really true. And and not only mention the fact is that not only do a lot of people getting messages, but personally, I mean, my own personal feeling is that when there is a lot of time spent on one person and there's a lot of people in the room, you'll not only lose your audience, but then people feel like they, you know, they didn't get a chance to be part of it. And when one of the things that you, it's very, I believe, important is that, you know, this is all our church together. You know, with the whole room, I want to be interconnected with everybody. And the way you interconnect everybody together is you try to bring everybody as much as you possibly can into that connection. And you do that by a lot of people different getting messages at different parts of the room. So that's why, besides the obvious, I think it's also extremely, extremely important for that level. So there mm-hmm. we all go. So let's with that in mind, let's take a couple phone calls. And just really quick here, we're going to be in Michigan on the 12th of June, and Chicago on the 14th and St. Louis on the 15th. So that's kind of our deal. So you can check that out. Of course, you can go to my webpage and get all those tickets and information that you need to get, which is, of course, you know, www.suzannenorthrup.com. And if you go to Thomas's, I think there's a link that goes right to mine as well. So let's just take our first caller here and let's see where we're going.
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Thomas. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Hi, Donna from California.
Good.
How are you?
I'm super. Thank you.
Good. So how can we help you, my dear? What would you like to do?
Okay,
who would you like to connect? What do you want?
I'm sorry. Go on, Suzanne.
Go ahead.
Oh, about 3 weeks ago, I was sitting in my meditation, which I do every day, and I heard a message come through. My whole body was enveloped in love and appreciation. It said it's coming soon. So I think money's coming or love or both, and I just wanted to know what you were picking up, please, because then I heard it again.
Okay, well, you could take that one, Thomas. That's your area.
Hi, Thomas.
Well, hi. What's your name again, sweetheart?
My name is Donna.
Donna. Okay, great. Couple things that I'm feeling, so I'll just kind of go with what comes to me sort of about what you're saying. So first off, I don't really know how this connects with what you're saying, but I'm just going to tell you, as soon as you started talking, there's a man that's standing behind you that I'm seeing that's right kind of in your whole energy. He's real close to you. And I feel that it feels fatherly like to me. I don't know if it's a grandfather or father, but I see this person, major thing with smoking. So I don't know who the big smoker was, this person, it's not a recent passing. It feels like this person's been over there for quite some time.
Okay.
But do you understand that at all?
You know, I never met my grandfather. My dad didn't smoke, but it could have been my grandfather. He could have been a smoker. I don't know.
Yeah, this is a guy, it's actually more, it's a pipe. It's a pipe smell is that I'm getting. So I think it would be maybe, I don't think it's your dad. I know you were really close to him too, and I it's not him. I do feel like I'm two generations back. So,
okay.
You know, I just, yeah. So the other thing I want to say too is, this isn't really connected to what you're asking, but I want to just bring it through since it's coming through. Is there some sort of thing that's coming through about somebody that you're taking care of right now? I don't really know who this is.
Yes,
but
yes, I am taking care of two people. That's right, Thomas.
Okay. And so these are what, family members or something?
No, just one man I go to every day for 2 hours, and then another woman with COPD I go to 5 days a week for 3 hours.
Okay. Because I want to say also, it's very possible as I'm doing this, as I'm connecting, it could be somebody who's actually more connected to them. I'm not sure. But it feels like it could be even connected more, you know. So anyways, in answering your question, what you asked about, I think that you are a very intuitive person, and I think that you were picking up on something that was a real thing. I mean, of course, we do have our imagination and wishful thinking, things like that. But I think that this was really a thing that you were picking up at the energetic kind of psychic level. I do feel so.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it has to do with, you know, they're really not connecting it to a particular area. What I'm just hearing is that it's really about some big positive changes for you. I actually, when you said in your question, you said, you know, could it be love, could it be money? I actually feel like it could be both things. It could just be that there's this really positive, like a shift around you. And I think that it was more a message that was being given to you just so you kind of know you're on the right track and you're kind of aware of that.
Yes, because it just filled me up with so much love and everything, and okay.
Yeah, and when you get that type of stuff, I mean, it's important to just kind of sit with it for a moment and really you know, kind of appreciate it and connect with it, because it is a real thing, you know, so that's good that you kind of really acknowledge that.
Yeah, and it's nice to feel that.
Yeah. Can I ask you another thing that I'm getting also? Is there somebody that I would be getting that is like, that speaks Spanish?
I speak Spanish.
Okay. But for some reason, it's weird. I'm hearing, for some reason, I keep hearing that. I keep hearing Spanish sounds. Like as somebody who speaks, like, do you have family members that speak Spanish?
A boyfriend did, an ex-boyfriend that's on the other side. He does.
And can
and
I just
I think,
ask you this, too? I want to just ask you one other thing. Do you have, would there be a younger female that I could connect with you that's on the other side?
There is.
Okay. And how do you connect with that?
How do what?
How do you connect with a younger female?
Oh, well, there's this girl that had nowhere to live, so I let her stay in my living room for a year, and then she ended up committing suicide later, a year after she left me.
Okay.
And then,
okay. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm hearing the name Rose. Do you have a Rose connection?
An aunt on the other side.
Okay, yeah. For some reason, she's coming in, too. But I do want to tell you definitely what I'm hearing is that, yes, there you were picking up on the right, you know, the right. So you were picking up on the right thing for sure with that. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So glad.
All right,
thank
Donna.
You. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you have
you.
A great night
you.
Now, okay? Okay.
Thank you. You too, Suzanne. You too, Tom.
Okay. Ciao.
Bye.
Okay. So let's take one more quick before we take a break.
Sure.
Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, my name is Laura. So excited to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Laura. So,
hey, so
how can we help you right there?
I'm just wondering if you get anything around career or if anybody's coming through for me.
You want to do the career thing, Thomas?
Either one.
Yeah. I'll, what do you think, Suzanne? It's up to you. Do you want to do the connection?
I'll do the connection thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Let me do mine real quick. Give me your first name again, dear.
Laura.
Okay. There's a woman who's coming through very strong around you, Laura. And it doesn't feel like it's your mom, but it feels like it's like on your mom's side of the family. So
yeah,
I don't know if she – I was going to say, it looked like it might be your mom's mom. But she comes in really strong, like you must have been very connected to her.
My Nana, that's my husband's grandmother, and she was like my grandmother too.
Yeah, because this woman, like she said, like she had a very, very strong connection to you.
Yes.
And
yes.
You're most definitely, it may be through marriage, but she definitely considers you family very much.
Yes.
Now, did she live near you guys at any point?
Yes.
Yeah, because she's talking about the time that you spent together was very important to her.
Yes.
And she calls it a welcoming, Lori. Like it's interesting because she was a very, very strong, dignified woman, and she was always very conscientious about being in situations with people that, you know, she didn't want to be burdensome to them. She wanted them to invite her in. And she feels very much that you did that with her grandson, and that to her was a really, really important thing.
Yes.
Now, had her husband predeceased her?
Yes.
And it looks like he had been gone a long time.
Yes.
And that was part of her sense of, like, really, you know, when that happened for her, it really kind of threw her for a loop, my guessing that they were really, really connected. And she kind of made a decision among herself that she wasn't going to be a burden to her family, but she still wanted to remain significant within her family. So
yes.
when that embracing came from you, particularly because you had been married to her grandson, she felt very kindred to you. So it's really a very, very sweet connection.
Yes.
So yes. Certainly give the hubby a hug, okay?
I will.
Okay. So, now you can give her some career questions, Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas.
What is your name, Jambier?
My name is Laura.
Laura.
Laura, okay. Let me tune in if there's anything, and I want to say, let me just see. Hold on 1 second. Whew. You know what I'm seeing, Laura? It's basically what I'm picking up is that they are sent, and when I say they, you know, I mean, you know, anybody in spirit who loves you, you know, your angels, your guides, you know, there's a whole group that works with us, and we all have that group.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, they're basically, you know, always kind of there, pushing us, nudging us, pushing it. So basically what I'm being told is I just am seeing the overall structure of things. I'm seeing you going in a whole new different direction. And I feel like I want to tell you this may not be like next week, but I do see you going in kind of like a whole new it almost makes me feel like what you do now, you're not going to be doing in a couple years. You're going to go in a whole new direction. I want to just ask you this. Do you right now in your profession, do you work with people in terms of, is it a people-oriented profession, like do you have a lot of clients, or is it something where there is a very sort of like social or people-oriented profession?
Yes, so I don't work right now, but I was going into the medical field, and now I think I might go into, like, to the schools and maybe do the schools instead of, you know, teaching or kids.
Yeah, it's weird you said that because I was getting children around you, and I couldn't tell if this is – you know, your children or if I was seeing – just children around you, but I do. Are you thinking of young children?
Yes, that or either high school or young.
Yeah. I like for some reason more young children, but I want to tell you this too. I see you going into the schools. I don't see that's where you're ultimately always going to be. I think you're going to do other things still with children, but it might go into another. I feel like it may go into another direction where it wouldn't be necessarily in the schools, but you have a very, very strong bond with children. I feel like you have a very, just when I go into your energy, it's very maternal, you know, very like that's what I pick up around you. You're very like you have that type of energy with you. So I think you're on the right path. I'm just feeling that it's going to expand beyond schools though.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Laura.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
dear.
Much. God bless.
You're welcome,
thank you for
my dear.
What you do for people. Thank you.
You guys are you're very welcome, sweetie. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment with Thomas John and Suzanne, and doing some more messages in just a quick moment.
This is Suzanne's website, www.suzannenorthrup.com, for all the latest news, calendar, and for any events. You can also sign up for her newsletter at www.suzannenorthrup.com. That's SUZANENORTHROP.
Welcome back to Block Talk Radio with my guest Thomas John. Never argue with a dead person. great name for a book, and I can vouch for that professionally. You never argue with the dead people because they always tend to be right. just one of those things. So anyway, so just really quick here, I Thomas and I are going to be in Michigan, Chicago, and St. Louis coming up June the 12th, 14th, and 15th of this month. And then next month, we're going to be in Massachusetts at Mansfield, and we're going to be in Tarrington, and we're going to be in Baltimore. Baltimore tickets are flying off the charts. I would say if anybody is serious about it, I would suggest get tickets right at ASAP, and same way with Tarrytown. So just a heads up for all of you guys for that, to know that ahead of time. And, of course, you can go to my webpage, www.suzannenorthrup.com, to get tickets. And you can, of course, always call my assistant, Jess, at 888-692-8111 for any questions that you have. She's really great about getting back. So let's do another quick call here and see where we are. Again, the number to call in, although the board is off the charts, is still 347-945-7785. I will tend to always jot down people's phone numbers. If you don't get through this time in my show, which I usually didn't do the Monday of each month, I will definitely try to give you a shot the next time around. So let's just see where we are here. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hey, how are you?
We're good. Who are you? How are you?
I'm good. This is Nancy. I'm just calling to see if you have any messages.
Okay, Nancy. You want to connect to somebody who's passed?
Sure.
Or did you want other messages? It has to be very clear when we mention messages. So,
I'd love to hear anything about career. How's that?
Okay. So now we're going to throw, that's why I have to ask specific. You know what they say when you want something, you have to ask specifically. So that's what we try to aim to do around here. Okay. I'm going to give that one over to Mr. John.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Let me get started, see what I'm getting. You know what I have to tell you, though? What happens a lot when somebody asks a question is I always, like, especially if I'm doing live radio, I make people ask about a topic, but it's interesting because sometimes it just kind of just grounds the energy for me to be able to tune into something. But I feel like I'm getting other stuff for you. So I might just go in a little bit of a different direction. I want to say, do you have kids?
No.
Okay. Are there young people that you're involved with, though, like nieces, nephews, things like that?
Yeah, but they're older, but yes.
Uh-huh. But is there one that you're real close to, or is there one that I would see that for some reason I get one that's a lot more closer to you, a girl?
Yeah, I don't. I have two nephews that are boys.
Is there
what'd
you say, honey?
I must be giving you odd energy today. How wild.
No. Just listen to what I'm saying. Is there a young girl that's around you that's in your life, though? Is there that you're very close to?
I can't think of any off the top of my head. Isn't that?
Huh. Okay, because for some reason I'm picking up something about this girl that it felt like it was either like your daughter or your niece. This person lives away from you. They don't live in the same area as you.
Okay.
Like they live very far away from you. Is there people that you have that are like in another state? Do you have family in another state?
Not family, but close friends.
Close friends. Okay. West Coast?
Actually, no. It would be Chicago and East Coast.
No, so it's not. I don't think that I'm kind of. That's not what I'm getting about this. So this is. You have people that are on the West Coast.
I have one friend on the West Coast.
but you're not really connected to her family or anything.
No.
Okay. Suzanne, do you want to take some of this?
Yeah, I'm going to step in real quick here because I'll tell you who I think that's trying to come through. So, give me your first name again. It's Nancy. Right? Okay,
uh-huh.
Nancy. Okay. So let me say this to you. When these things sort of like cross over, because I think you know this, because I think you have some people in your life like friends that are very very close to you like family. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yes.
What I feel that's happening here is I believe that this is connected to somebody who is a very close friend of yours who either has a daughter or a daughter-in-law that they're very, very connected to. And it feels to me, what I'm getting the pull is, it feels to me like there's been some issues with this person that is connected to the person that you're connected to. In other words, you've got to have a close friend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. This is where it is. Because, you see, close friends are like family. And if you're
uh-huh.
connected to them, you're going to know what's going on in their life. And I'm telling you, this person's daughter is going through some issues, and I know you know about it because they're telling me very clearly that you know about the issues of this daughter, of this very close friend of yours.
Okay. Yeah, I think
okay.
I know who that is now. Yeah, that
Good.
Took a while.
So,
yeah, I understand now.
So my guessing is that
– Oh, sorry. Well,
let me finish. Let me finish. So – what I'm saying is that for some reason, either, Nancy, you are giving her very good advice or you're giving her a very good bounce-off board, which it seems
okay.
like she really needs in this situation.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to ask you, is her mom passed, your friend?
No.
Her mom is still here?
Yes.
Okay, is her dad passed? There's somebody that's connected
yes.
or who's passed that's very concerned about this younger girl. They'd have to be related. So my guessing it would be a granddaughter connected to her father.
Yes.
Okay, that's where it's coming from.
Okay, that
okay.
made more
so
sense.
I didn't
get the straight family, yeah.
Yeah, no, because like, you know, as I, you know, very, very often, particularly with women, you know, your friends
uh-huh.
are like sisters. I mean, you know, that's
yeah.
the way it is. And sometimes they're even closer than sisters, to be honest with you. So
right.
if you're in
yeah.
that circle of energy and you've been very, you know, influenced, connected to this situation, then the people that, particularly those loved ones that have crossed over and being a granddaughter, they're going to step forward because they know you're going to be the messenger with this. So they've
okay.
chosen you in this program. All right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And it has to be
Thank
very
you.
Strong if he's picking it up, and I'm double picking it up.
There you go.
All right, so there you go.
Okay.
Now you can add your two minus cents, Thomas. Then we got to take another caller, but go ahead.
Yeah, we can jump to another one, Suzanne. I think that was good.
Okay.
Thank you, both.
How you doing?
Sorry, Thomas.
Okay. Is
Thank
that
you.
Good, Nancy?
Yes.
Great. You take care. Have a great June. And wherever you are in Chicago, we're going to be there.
There you go. We'll see you then.
Take care. Be well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, it's like we know, I always say to people, and I know that you know this is true, is that it's very important sometimes to think outside the box, because when we're in a box of a situation, we take things quite literally. Well, when you're working with the world
right.
of spirit, there's nothing literal. There's absolutely nothing. It's all energy
right.
of love. And if for somebody that's crossed over, that would be connected to somebody here, and they would need to hear that information, because obviously this younger person needs the input that Nancy's giving to her friend. So obviously the
right.
granddad's saying, like, she needs to hear this. You need to come forth to do this for her, because she I really get a lot of frustration with her friend and this and her daughter, a lot of frustration. So and it's intense stuff. So there you
mm-hmm.
go.
Yeah.
So, it's you're never really wrong when you give messages, because there's always a reason you get the way you get them. It's just that it doesn't work in a linear program. Nothing about, you know, messages comes in a linear way. It always comes in a way that what we know is a bypass of the way the information comes. And that's why when people say, is it a father figure? Well, it doesn't have to literally be a father figure. It could be a man in your life that is older than you that had that influence in your life. Because as we all know, there are many women in our life that may not have been mothers but any level, but they had that connection in our life, and same way with men. So that's really energetically the way that kind of works. So I'm still teaching you a couple of things, Thomas. So anyway, let's do this here. Hey, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you? This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. Hi, Thomas.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'd like to know if I have a message from either my father or my aunt, who is not blood related, who just recently crossed over. They both did.
Okay. Do you want to go with this, or do you want me to go with this, Thomas? It's up to you.
Why don't you start, Suzanne, and then I feel like I am getting something, but why don't you start, and then I'll go second.
Okay. Okay, first of all, I want to tell you that your father is here, and I want to say I'm going to let him honor you with Father's Day because he's coming in quite strong. And if you're not daddy's girl, I'm going to be really surprised because he comes in that way. But what I also want to say is this aunt comes through, and she says quite very strongly, I want you to know, she says, you are family.
Thank you.
I mean, she's like, doesn't mix words. This woman does not mix words. You ask her a question, you're going to get a direct answer. So she says,
yes.
You are family. Don't ever think you are
Thank
not
you.
Family. All right? Because
Thank
she says, in some ways, I don't know what she means by this, but I'm going to give it to you as she tells me. In some ways, you were more kindred to her than some people in her family.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
So that was very important to her because you embraced her in that role in a way that some of her family did not. And I think that was very painful for her, particularly toward the end of her life.
Yes.
So she really thanks you for your gift of being there. And one
Thank
other
you.
Quick thing here. She says, without a question, you should know that she's visited you already since she's passed.
Okay.
And I would say that either this woman loved flowers or perfumes because she has, it's not pungent, but a really nice scent. So that's
okay.
One of the ways you might pick her up.
Okay. Nice scent. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So you're
There's
very
somebody
welcome.
Coming through for, what is your first name, dear?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
There's somebody that I'm getting that is, are you named after somebody?
My mother was named after Queen Elizabeth.
Okay.
Oh, that's
so,
nice. That's a nice honor.
Because the weird thing is your dad is giving me your name. He's giving it to me like another time. So it's like Elizabeth, but then I'm hearing Elizabeth again. So I feel like this is his way of bringing up your mom. Is it a middle name, or do you have the same first name?
We have the same first name.
Okay. And so you're both Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay. Is she still here, though?
I'm sorry?
Yes, she's still
Is
here.
Is your mother still here?
Yes. Yes, my mother's still here.
Okay. There's also somebody, I don't think this is connected to your aunt. I feel like it's a different energy. But there's somebody that I'm seeing in spirit female that's on your mom's side that's coming in with the letter M. So I don't know who that is, but I'm getting a female letter M path that's coming in on your mom's side. Do you understand that person?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, when, you know, because everything they bring up, there's a reason. So when your dad is giving me the second, because, you know, you said your name is Elizabeth, but I heard it twice. So I feel like that was his way of he's talking about you, but he's also making me reference that other person who has the same name as you. So I do feel like he's talking about your mom. He's giving me the feeling, he's just showing me those two were soulmates. I feel like they had a really, really strong connection.
and he wants you to know. By the way, I keep getting breathing issues with your father at the end. Was he struggling to breathe? Like, it almost feels like labored breathing. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What he's bringing through for me about that is that he's the type of person, he absolutely hated that. You know, he didn't like being in that condition. He's actually coming through to me the way that he would have looked about 20 or 30 years ago. He wants to be remembered more younger, more when he was in shape, more than he was, you know, that's the way he's coming through. And were you just looking at photographs of your parents dancing? Do you have photographs of your parents and they're out dancing?
No, but I was looking at photographs today.
Did you have a bunch of them out, though? Did you have, like, a whole slew of them out in front of you?
Yes, I had, like, four of them out today.
Okay. There's another box of photos that he's showing me. I don't know if you've gone through these yet, but there's one where it looks like they're in a dancing pose. They're quite young, though.
Yeah.
They're probably, like, maybe in their 20s. But he is showing me that. And I want to tell you, do you have siblings?
Yes, I have. Yes, I do. I have two brothers.
Your dad is making me feel like there's one of them. I don't know which one it is, but there's one that he's kind of like telling me, like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. One of them is really not being very cooperative, and he's trying to kind of like, I don't know. I feel one is being sort of like standoffish or not as around as much. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
There's one that he's just giving me. It's not like it's like you're not speaking and you like you hate each other, but there's a tension there with one of them that your dad is just making me feel that he knows about. He's trying to kind of work on that to kind of, you know, it's almost like he knows that this is going on and stuff like that. But, I feel like, and I have to say, too, your dad must have known this aunt person that you asked about, because I feel like he has a tremendous amount of love and respect for her. Did he know her?
Yes.
Yeah. Because it almost feels like he would have a respect for her. He would have, like, a love for her and stuff. But basically, I feel the main reason that he's kind of come through is just to tell you and your family that he feels like you made the right decisions at the end, and he's actually telling me that there was, you know, decisions that you had to make, and he says, you know, he feels like you made the right decision.
Okay, thank you. I was very worried about
that. You're
welcome.
And you're most definitely daddy's girl.
Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, my dear. You have a good one.
Thank
you. Okay.
You too. Like, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get, you know, going to get a lot of daddy girls in the month of June with daddy's girls because of course, Father's Day right around the corner here. So there's that. All right. So we'll maybe try to squeeze in maybe one more, maybe two. Let's just see where we are here. I'm going to let you choose the next one. I'm going to give you, like, about four area codes, and you can choose from the area codes. I feel like this is going to be a game show here. So, let's see, 804, 941, 914, 510, 704, 916, 201. Did you get any of those numbers? 504, 425.
Let's do 914.
Okay. 914. Almost at the top of the list, too. That's good. Hey, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, Suzanne. Hi, Thomas. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Very welcome.
Yes. What's your name, dear?
Christine.
Hi, Christine. How are you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. I'm just so grateful to get through. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I'm in a transition phase of selling my childhood home. I live in downstate New York, and I'm looking at moving to the Albany area or California. And California has my sister and my dad, and Albany has my in-laws. And I just feel like I have two young boys that I want to live near family, but I wonder, am I closing myself in for just thinking of those two spots? But my dad's 84, and I just kind of feel like I want to be near him. I don't know. I want to do what's best for my whole family. And it's hard when you have kids, you know. Before it was easy when it was just me and my husband.
Mm-hmm. It's always challenging.
Yeah.
Package program.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. So, you want to deal with the package program, Thomas?
Chris, give me your first. Yes, I can hear. I can do your. I can do this question. Give me your first name again.
Christine.
Okay, Christine. Here's what I'm getting. There's really not a lose in this situation. I feel like you're looking at the situation as you have to pick one, and it's kind of like, you know, you pick one or you pick the other, and it's kind of like a win or a lose, and, you know, if you'll be okay. I am not seeing it that way. I don't see it like that. I feel like basically, so one of these would be to a different part of the state you're in, and then one of them would be more
across the country.
across the country, right? I feel like I'm not seeing you make a move where you're going across the country. I don't feel like I'm seeing that. But again, kind of like what I was telling you, I don't feel like there's a lose here. You know what I'm saying? I feel like it's almost like I'm seeing, you know, there's kind of, in a way, advantages to both. I feel like I'm seeing you more going in the same state, but still spending a lot of time across the country and having maybe more of a, of a presence there and stuff. But I feel that for some reason that's what I'm seeing. But I feel like your mindset is more like you're worried about kind of like messing this up. And I feel like it's more like it's not really a situation you're going to lose in.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
And who is the woman that I'm feeling that's coming through that feels very maternal that died of cancer? That I'm getting on your husband's side.
Oh, on my husband's side.
Yeah, on your husband's side, not on your
side. Maybe his grandmother.
Okay, there's a woman that somehow I feel like she's connected to this whole situation. It's like she's trying to basically kind of help out. But you know, But I feel like I am seeing you spending a lot of time though around your dad and with your dad. But I just for some reason don't feel so much of a move there so much. You know, and basically, like I said, this is really important for you to hear because I feel like there's a lot of anxiety around this. There's a lot of, like, I've got to do the right thing, things like that. And basically, they're showing me either path that you pick, there's not a lose here. You know, it's kind of like there's advantages to both, basically.
I see.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Take it in. You're welcome, my dear.
I will.
Okay. Thank you. Take care. Okay. So, we will try one very, very quick one. So let's see what we got going on here. Let's try this one here. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas. Hello? Okay. Hello? Okay, I don't know where they are, but they went away. So we'll give them back here. Okay. All right, let's try one more. Do you want me to give you the area codes again, Thomas?
Sure.
Okay, so let's see. let's try, let's see, a 504 or 425, an 818, an 8586, so 708. Any of those numbers hit you?
What's your 708?
Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hello?
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 Hello? Hi.
Hello?
Hello, we're here. Are you there?
Hello?
Oh, boy. We're
Hello?
Batting a thousand here.
Hello?
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 Are you there?
I am here.
There you are. There, are you there?
I am.
Okay. You sound like you're in a tunnel, so I'm just double checking. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hi, I'm Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you tonight?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, this has got to be quick, so get to the point. What would you like us to do, my dear?
You know, I would just like some information about my career. I'm going on an interview tomorrow and just wanted to see what kind of path and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Your name is Debbie?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Debbie. Debbie, is there some reason why I'm feeling like this is very, like, outside the box for you in terms of, like, is this some sort of position that's, like, very different than what you do, or it's kind of like, I don't want to say like a stretch, but not in terms of your qualifications, but is it something that's kind of like a new area or a new type of job that you haven't done in the past?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So it's something where you're going into it and it's like, it's almost like, I feel like your background kind of prepares you for this, but it's kind of like a real different direction. Is that right?
Yes, that makes sense.
Right. Now, for some reason, I'm hearing that they are, and is there? I'm seeing multiple people interviewing you tomorrow. Are you going like? Are you having multiple interviews as part of this interview? Like, are you interviewing with several different people at this place?
I believe there's going to be two people that are going to be interviewing me, but not multiple places that I'm going.
Right. No, I mean within the place, but are there multiple interviews within the place when you go there? So you said there's two people that are interviewing you?
Correct.
Okay. Basically, what I want to tell you, the message that's coming through, and this might be different than what you were expecting, but I feel like basically they really want to get to know you tomorrow in terms of I would focus on really trying to present yourself in a way that's, you know, just kind of presenting yourself in a way where they really get to know the person you are. They're definitely going to want to talk about, you know, your qualifications and this and that and things like that. But I just feel like make sure that they really get to know you as a person. And because that's really what they want to, they want to get to know who you are. I feel psychically they're going to make you some sort of offer. It could even be for a different position than you're interviewing for, but I feel like you are going to get offered something from this going there.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. You take care now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. So we have 5 minutes left of the show. So I think what we should probably do is chat a little bit. Just for folks that don't know that out there, and there's a lot of people on the line, we may take one more call. We'll just see. But we're going to be on Facebook Live at 7:30, the two of us again. I told you it's a doubleheader tonight. So tune into that, and you just can go to Facebook. I guess I just go to Facebook, right, Thomas? Is that what they do?
They would just, yeah, just have them go to my business page, and that's where it'll pop up there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And that's, of course, they all know where you are. It's Thomas John.
Right. If they just
and,
put Thomas John into Facebook, it'll bring up my business page, and that's where they'll find us.
Oh, perfect. Sounds very good. So in our few moments that we have here, do we have any, like I said, we could take, it would have to be a really quick call. We can either do that or we can just, you know, wing it and chat. What do you think? Do you have any suggestions on the other end of the line here?
You know what? Here's what I think. I had posted our link onto Facebook and just to share that we were doing this radio show, and somebody actually sent me a private message and they wanted to ask this question, and I think it's a good question to answer.
Okay, sure, let's do it.
Lady, she just messaged, and when I put up the link, and she said she's been to three different group events. She said she's never been to one of our groups, but she's been to different group events, large groups, and she said that she never gets picked. And she's wondering, is there anything that she can do to be more open, prepare herself, go into a large event that she might be more likely to get picked?
And what are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think kind of like what I think, you know, what I've heard you say and what I agree is, what I think is that we give the messages, but we don't run the show, really. It's the dead
right.
And they decide. And there's a lot of things that are going on in a room. Could be based on the other people that are there, the other personalities. We never know in a room who is going through what, who needs a message at that moment. I think, though, and I've actually been, and I'm sure you have too, I've been in the seat of the audience. And, of course, you go to those things, you want to get a reading. But the other thing is if you listen to messages and you listen that whole time and you're open to that whole experience and you don't make it like it's all about you, and I'm not saying this person is doing this at all because she's but if you really are just there for the experience, like, you will get stuff out of it, even if it's not
you
your
absolutely
person
will.
Director coming through, but you will get stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and okay. I'll add my two cents to that, is it's true, we don't have any control over ultimately who comes through with the messages. But what I always do say to people is that if you haven't seen anybody work for a first time, then going to a larger group is a way you'll get to see somebody works. If you connect with them and you like the way that they work. But I'm also very strong about, and I know you are as well, is if you do really connect with them and you really seriously want to have a message, go to a smaller group where you'll be guaranteed a message.
Right.
I mean, I do smaller groups everywhere that I go, and I know Thomas does. And if you can't get a private, then go to a smaller group. It's a little more money, but you know what? There's eight people, and you're going to be guaranteed a message. That's my feeling. And if you really want that to happen, then that's really my suggestion to that. But sometimes I think it's a great experience just going into a large group because you get to meet so many people, and you get to see their situations, and you will always meet people that you'll say, wow, you know, I would have liked a message, but they really needed one. So
right.
We have 90
yeah.
seconds before the show ends. Thomas and I are going to be in Michigan June the 12th. We're going to be in Chicago June the 14th and in St. Louis June the 15th. And then the next month we're going to be in Tarrytown, Mansfield, Mass., and Baltimore. So check us out in one of those places. And then if you're around November, we're going to be doing our tour again in Florida. And those tickets are also selling like crazy. So it's been great talking to you, Thomas, and I will be talking to you in another half hour. And thanks, everybody, for listening, as always. And I hope you had a really nice June coming up. And you know what? Enjoy every moment of it because it's time to smell the flowers, as they say. And we'll talk to you soon, Thomas, and everybody else. Check it out here. And as always, it is my pleasure and my honor to connect with all your loved ones here. And not here, but around anyway. And with that, we're going to close out. And as always, I hope that everything you want may be yours.